This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Alyssa Walker Campbell, happy holidays as we are back with the fastest 2 hours in radio at the all-new SB Nation Radio. It is time to head to Dallas. We're going to talk about the Cowboys. We're going to highlight a team that has certainly exceeded expectations. They are 11-1, first in the NFC East, and they have clinched a playoff berth. What a ride it has been, and we are always delighted to welcome back Brady Tinker. He is the host of DFW Sports Beat, does an outstanding job, and is going to give us the latest news and notes on his Dallas Cowboys. Good evening on this Friday night, Brady.
How are you, Alyssa? All right?
I'm doing great. It's kind of been cold down here in Houston, so you know, we're spoiled.
You Houstonians like it to be about 90 degrees with a high humidity. I know.
Well, I'm a Montana girl. I mean, this is like short sleeve kind of weather. It's crazy.
Yep. I grew up in Kansas City, so the cold doesn't scare me either.
So you totally understand. Okay, so let's talk about the Cowboys. They have an opportunity on Sunday to get revenge against the only team that has beaten them this season in week one. So it's a tremendous opportunity, I would think, to show how much they have strided out and how much they've grown over the past couple of months.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's been so long ago. I certainly don't think that anything is sticking in their craw. You know, I mean, nobody expected to be, 11-1. So I think, job number one for these guys right now, and Garrett's working on it, is sticking with that mundane, boring thing that they do, which is, one game at a time. All we care about is this game, and all we care about is us, and preparing for this game. And the last one doesn't matter, and the next one doesn't matter, and the playoffs don't matter, and and until we get there, this is what we're doing. So I don't think they have, I'm with you that sometimes, especially in these interdivision games, that it becomes a big deal, and it's a big deal because they can clinch the NFC East. But I don't think that they're holding, an angry fist up because the Giants beat them in week number one. with Jason Pierre-Paul out, I don't think the Giants are good enough as long as the Cowboys play well. But you could argue whether or not the Cowboys have played well in the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think they've just come together so much that they're winning games that maybe they certainly would have lost last year and in some of the years past.
Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, they have, as you were talking about, I mean, they've gotten more comfortable as the season has gone on. But what is the biggest statistical area that overall that this team has really improved? What jumps out at you, Brady?
Oh, it's certainly the running game. The running game was effective last year, but it wasn't what it was, in 2014. And they're back to those kinds of games. And they're back to controlling the clock. It hasn't been as good in the last few games. But I think what I'm most impressed with, and it's not really a stat, is their ability as the games change to adapt and adjust to the game that they're playing. And that seems simple. But, I think in the first 6 games of this winning streak, if they'd had a game where they couldn't establish the run and really take time off the clock, that the defense might have crumbled, that Dak had a smaller dose of this offense that he was being allowed to dole out, and it could have been problems. But as the year has gone along, the playbook has gotten bigger. The ability for this offense and that young quarterback and that young running back to adapt and adjust to what defenses are doing and to every game you hope is going to turn out a certain way, and then it never does. I'm really impressed by, especially as young as this team is offensively, their ability to adapt and adjust. And I just think that they're a spectacular playoff type team as long as the youth of that quarterback doesn't jump up and bite them. And we will see about that.
Okay, so how will the Dallas Cowboys adapt and adjust to perhaps some bad weather as they face the Giants on Sunday night?
Well, we'll see. I mean, they consider themselves a physical team. They consider themselves a smash mouth team. And if you can run the football in cold weather and punish people, with your physicality when it's cold, then you're in good shape. And their short passing game, is all they used the first 3 or 4 games, right? It was 6 yards to Witten and 7 yards to Beasley, and that's about all they did. And it was enough. So I think that, that they can still do that. I think the Giants are going to have to commit a lot of people in the box. The pass rush won't be the same without Jason Pierre-Paul, nor will the big playmaking ability. So they're going to commit a lot of guys in the box. And I think the Cowboys will be patient, and and stay after it as far as the run goes, and then they'll take their shots when they can. But I think it's a big deal that Jason Pierre-Paul is not playing. I really do. I think the Cowboys can control this game and can stay patient and not panic, which, to be honest with you, is something they've done all year, even when they've gotten behind. Even when we thought, you know, early in the San Francisco game, down 14, and then later in the year, some sloppiness in the first half of the offense, and it was like all of a sudden, I think sitting there thought, maybe this is it. Maybe the cracks have begun to show. And they make adjustments, they adapt, and they win.
The host of DFW Sports Beat, Brady Tinker, is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with our audience, Brady. Where can they follow you online? And also check out your guys' your television show.
Well, DFWSportsBeat.com, just like it sounds, Dallas Fort Worth, DFW Sports Beat, is where we put everything video-wise, all of our interviews and you know, thousands of things that we do on a monthly basis all end up going through YouTube at DFW Sports Beat and then to our website as well. We're all over social media. Twitter is same, at DFW Sports Beat for me. And then the radio show is Off of the Helmets. If you want to listen, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Tuesday nights, on ESPN Live 103.3 on your FM dial. This coming Tuesday, Brandon Carr. The next Tuesday, Jalen Smith. And we will see about the schedule after that. But we're really enjoying doing that show. Certainly radio shows talking Cowboys with Cowboys are a lot more fun when they're 11-1.
Absolutely. So let's talk some more about the Cowboys. Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott. Here are, you know, I think about this. They're players that are accustomed to their season really, you know, just coming out of college, being wrapped up about this time of year. So, you know, how are they going to maintain this level of focus and intensity and have that edge when typically, you know, their season's wrapped up?
Well, I think, and this is not to take anything away from any of the young guys on this team, but I think that the work that Garrett did and that Romo did and that this coaching staff did in the last 3 or 4 years, some of them up, some of them down, have set this up so perfectly for Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott to come in here to a really, really solid situation. The offensive line knows each other backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Beasley wasn't sure he wanted to play football 3 years ago. Now he is a mainstay and really a 1A target in this offense. Terrence Williams, think of all the times we watch Romo grabbing Terrence and grabbing Dez and moving them because they were lined up in the wrong spot and they're running the wrong routes. How many interceptions did we think Tony threw where they ran the wrong route? So, you know what? None of that stuff happens anymore. All of these guys completely understand this offense, are comfortable with this offense, know who they are as people, what's expected of them. So I think all of that being said, this is a perfect situation to watch. You know, and if you ask any professional athlete, especially NFL player, you know, luck and timing has so much to do with how your career turns out and how you're seen. And I think Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott have been thrust into a situation here where they're right in the middle of it, certainly a big part of a new renaissance. This is 1991,
yep,
92, all over again. I really believe that. And with one good defensive draft, with a healthy Jalen Smith next year, this defense takes another step forward. And I think as close to a long run as we've had around here since the early 90s is coming.
How concerned should Cowboy fans when we look at the schedule that's ahead? Because they still have some monster games.
Yeah.
And
yep,
they've got to dial in that focus even that much more. They can't slow down their pace.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to. That's not Garrett's. You know, people have been asking me, hey, you know, if they win and clinch the East, and if they, with a couple of games ago, they have nothing to play for, is Romo going to play, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's a two-pronged thing. One, Garrett's never really done that. He never, even when they were 13-3 or whatever they were in 2014, 12-4, you know, they stuck to, by their guns. They stuck to one game at a time. They stuck to keeping momentum. And I think they also, you know, they remember back to even 2000, was it 6 or 7 when they won 13 games and they clinched early with Wade Phillips, remember? And they really seemed to lose their focus. And then after the bye week, the Giants came into Texas Stadium, you know, and beat them and went on and beat the Patriots. So I think that's in the back of their minds, is that as young as this group is, we can't lose focus and we can't lose momentum. So I don't think it would be the worst thing for this team to lose a game or two. I really don't. I don't know when that's going to happen. I sort of pointed at this game and thought it might be this game. But I'm with you. Now that they can clinch the division, since they already lost to this team once, I think there will be a really, really sharp focus for this game. But you got Tampa, you got Detroit, you know, you got what, at Philadelphia, you got games that you could lose, and it might not be the worst thing for this team to lose a couple of games. you know, and have a little bit of smelling salts rubbed underneath their nose.
Hey, we're talking about the Dallas Cowboys with the host of DFWSportsBeat.com, and that is Brady Tinker. You come on back.